Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures lower across the board here. Extremely weak on the beans. They led the way on the downside. Beans ended up down 10 to 12 cents with March at 869, down 12. November, new crop beans down 9 at 882.5. So again, the grain complex was the weakest contract here today. Corn also weak, down 5 to 5.25 cents. March, the front end down 5.5 at 362. December 16, down 4.5, 385.75. And then wheat slid. Chicago wheat down 8 to 11 cents. March was the leader on the downside, down 11, 447.5. And then Kansas City down 6.5 to 7.5. March, Kansas City 446. July, Kansas City 467, down 6.75. Now, the cattle were higher here. We bounced some, matched some of the highs set back over the last seven trading days or so. Feeders are up $1.90 to $2, and then live cattle up 27 to $1, closing a little bit higher here. Now, stock market today down 120 in the Dow. S&P futures down 13.75. U.S. dollar up 10 at 97.50. Crude oil down $1.54. That put April at 31.84, 20 cents off the low from earlier today.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
We have the USDA Ag Outlook Conference starting Thursday. If you look at the average guesses from that, it looks like average corn acreage is 89.689, up from last year's 88 million acres. There's some people guessing all the way up to 92.5 million. Average corn production guess is 13.719 billion bushels. That's higher than last year's 13.6. Bean acres are adding to as well. They're guessing 83.34 million acres. Last year it was 82.7. So where are those extra corn and extra bean acres coming from? Well, according to this, it looks like they're coming from the wheat acres. Wheat acres will be down to 52.37 million acres, where last year it was 54.6. And that also drops production down to just over 2 billion bushels in the wheat, at 2.01. Last year it was 2.05 in terms of total wheat production. Stocks for next year's ending stocks are guessed to be 1.891 for the corn, beans 516 million, and wheat just over a billion at 1.005. All three of those are bigger than the 15-16 crop year. So additional acres for corn and beans expected, lower for wheat, but bigger stocks across the board.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, April live cattle up 87 at 135.50, and June up 77 at 124.60. March feeder cattle up 185 at 157.02, April up 197 at 156.55. April lean hogs 70 higher at 69.95, and May up 27 at 76.30. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 7.5 at 446.25, May down 7 at 456.5. March Chicago wheat down 10.5 at 448. March corn up 2 at 367.5, May up 3 at 372.25. March soybeans down 11.75 at 869.25, with May down 11.25 at 873. March cotton up 43 at 58.17, and May down 69 at 58 even. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.